All right, let's build something proper. Today we're making a dub siren framework in Ableton Lev 12 that actually belongs in a jungle or old school D&B tune. Not just a random novelty siren sitting on top of the track, but a sound that works like a signal. Something that can act as a hook, a warning, a transition cue, or a call and response phrase without getting in the way of the kick, the snare, or the bass. That matters, because in drum and bass a dub siren is never just an effect. It's part of the record's language. It tells the listener that something is about to change. It adds tension. It gives the track that rootsy, pirate radio, rave heritage energy that makes jungle feel alive. When it's done well, it makes the arrangement feel more intentional and more authentic. Nice. So we're going to build this from stock Ableton devices, keep it playable, and make sure it works in context, not just in solo. Start with a new MIDI track and load operator. Operator is a great choice here, because it gives you a clean starting point and enough control to shape the siren into something unstable, musical, and urgent. For the core tone, begin with a sine if you want that rootsy, authentic warning sound. If you want something a bit more aggressive and ravey, use a saw. Either works. The important thing is that the source is clear. You want the pitch to read immediately over a busy break. Set a fast attack so the note speaks right away. Keep the sustain short or even at zero if you want it to behave more like a hit than a pad. Give it a medium release so the phrase can breathe a little between notes. That's your foundation. Now program the MIDI like a real phrase, not a static tone. A dub siren usually works best as a simple motif. One bar, two bars, maybe a little call and response. You can do root to minor, second and back, or root to fifth to octave and return. Keep it memorable, keep it playable. And here's a big one. Move the pitch like a performance, not like a generic riser. You can automate pitch upwards across a phrase and let it fall back between hits. Or you can use stepped notes that feel like a warning siren answering the drums. In jungle, a little instability is a good thing. Too smooth and it starts to feel like EDM utility instead of old school character. What to listen for here? Does the rise feel urgent without becoming cheesy? And does the drop back land in a way that feels rhythmic, like it belongs with the break? Once the core pitch idea is in place, add auto filter after operator. This is where the siren starts to feel alive. If the source is too bright, low pass it. If you want a more focused, vocal warning-like tone, try band pass. For a starting point, aim somewhere around 500 Hz to 3K Hz depending on how much brightness the oscillator already has. Then bring in resonance gradually until the tone starts to speak. Be careful with that resonance. A little gives you character. Too much and it turns into an annoying whistle that fights the snare and top end of the break. For movement, you've got two good options. If you want it clean and controlled, automate the filter cutoff by hand over one or two bars. That gives you a tight, DJ-friendly result. If you want it more organic and haunted, use slow modulation or subtle filter movement so it wobbles like a real performance. Why this works in D&B is simple. The siren needs to cut through dense drums and bass, but it must not become the main thing in the track all the time. It should feel like pressure, not clutter. Now let's give it some character. Duplicate the siren or add a second layer in the chain. This second layer is not there to replace the main tone. It's there to add grit and edge. A clean stack might be operator, auto filter, saturator, utility. A dirtier one could be operator, overdrive, auto filter, EQ8, utility. If you use saturator, keep the drive moderate. You want harmonics, not a flattened shout. If you use overdrive, be restrained. Too much will make the siren lose its motion and become harsh in a bad way. A little dirt goes a long way in jungle. Then use utility to keep the core centered. That's important. The central identity of the siren should be mono-compatible. If the main part gets too wide, it can feel huge in solo and weak in mono, and it can start to smear against the snare and kick. What to listen for now? When the drums are playing, does the siren still feel focused? Or has the grit layer taken over and blurred the phrase? After that, shape the EQ. Put EQ8 after the stack and carve with intention. If there's too much low end, high pass it. Often somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz is enough, depending on the sound. If it sounds boxy or thick in the low mids, cut some of the 300 to 800 Hz area. If there's a nasal spike, notch around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If it's harsh, gently tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz range. If it needs presence, a small lift around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help it speak. Don't EQ it based on solo. EQ it against the break. That's the real test. If the siren masks the snare transient, it's not ready yet. In D&B, the snare is the anchor. The siren should answer it, not erase it. If the sound feels too static after that, you can add subtle rhythmic motion. Auto pan can work, but keep it modest. In this style, too much stereo movement weakens the center. A better option is to use short volume shapes, clip automation, or a deliberate on slash off pattern that sits around the snare. That tends to feel more like a real old school cue, and once you've got a good version, seriously consider resampling it. Print the siren to auto. That opens up a lot of creative options. You can chop the tail, reverse bits, slice the transient, or build a more performance style arrangement without constantly tweaking the synth patch. That's one of the best workflow moves here. First make it speak in mono, then add the character and space. If you start with widening, delays, and reverb too early, you can end up with a sound that feels exciting in solo but falls apart the moment the break comes in. Build the core first, then decorate it. Now let's place it in the arrangement. This is where the siren becomes real. Try it as an intro cue, a pre-drop warning, or a breakdown hook. A classic move is to let the siren answer the snare every second bar in an intro, then pull it back right before the drop. Or you can use it as a one-shot punctuation hit after a fill, or as a repeated phrase over halftime drums and atmospheres. Why this works in DNB is because the siren gives the arrangement identity and directional pressure. If it plays constantly, it loses power. If it appears at the right moments, it feels like part of the record's DNA. A really useful mindset here is to decide what job the siren is doing. Is it a cue, a hook, a response, or a texture? Don't make one patch try to do all four at once. Clarity wins. If you need different roles, print a clean version and a dirtier version, and let each one do a different job. You can also create evolution across phrases without changing the whole sound. Maybe the first phrase is dry and simple. The second phrase opens the filter a little more. The third phrase gets a touch more saturation or a slightly shorter release. Small changes go a long way. You do not need to automate every knob in sight. In fact, over-automation is one of the easiest ways to turn a strong siren into a gimmick. A strong tip for darker or heavier DNB is to use negative space. Don't make the siren constant. Leave gaps. Let the return of the sound feel like a threat. In this style, silence before the next hit can be more powerful than extra processing. That's a proper weapon. For space, use delay and reverb sparingly. Short sync delay times, low feedback, and filtered repeats can add atmosphere without smearing the groove. Reverb should be short and controlled, more room or plate than giant wash. If the tail starts stepping on the snare, shorten it or pull it back. The drums need room to breathe. What to listen for here? Does the siren still punch through when the break and bass are running? And when you switch to mono, does it stay solid, or does it fall apart and thin out? That mono check is essential. Put utility on the siren bus or master and check the collapse. If it gets weak, reduce width, simplify the effects, or keep the important part fully centered. If it gets too harsh, tame the mids with EQ rather than trying to fix it with more stereo spread. Wider is not always better. In jungle, focused usually wins. A useful variation is to keep one clean layer and one dirty layer. The clean layer carries the pitch identity. The dirty layer gives attitude. If both layers are too filthy, the hook becomes unclear. If both are too clean, it loses danger. Blend them carefully. For an even nastier second drop version, don't just make it louder. Make it more dangerous. Maybe the filter is a little more open. Maybe the release is shorter. Maybe the saturation is slightly stronger. Maybe the rhythmic placement is tighter. That gives the drop a story, which is huge in old-school influence DNB. If you want the more rootsy side, lean into a sine-based core, subtle filter motion, and gentle saturation. If you want the rave alarm energy, start with a saw, tighten the envelope, and push the resonance a bit harder. Both are valid. The emotional frame changes depending on the source. A few common mistakes to avoid: making it too bright, letting it live too much in the low mids, widening the core too soon, over-automating every parameter, and building the sound without hearing it against the break. Those are the traps. Keep checking it in context. And if you hit a point where the siren already has a clear identity, stop tweaking. That's important. Sometimes the best move is to commit it and arrange with it. Over-polishing can erase the very character that made it work. So here's the recap. Build the siren from a clean operator source. Shape a simple, memorable pitch phrase. Add filter movement with intent. Keep the core mono safe. Add grit carefully. EQ it so it cuts without colliding. Use delay and reverb sparingly. Then place it in the arrangement as a real cue, not wallpaper. That's how you get a dub siren that feels urgent, wicked, and controlled. For your practice, make a two-bar siren phrase, create one clean version and one process variation, and drop them into an intro or pre-drop section against a drum break and bassline. Keep the core layer mono-compatible, then test it in context. If it answers the snare, leave space for the bass, and still feels strong when the full groove is playing, you've got the right idea. And if you want to push it further, do the challenge. Build a clean siren and a damaged resampled version that share the same pitch idea, then use them as both an intro cue and a second drop weapon. Get that done, and you've got something very usable for jungle, old school DNB, and beyond. Keep it simple, keep it focused, and let the siren speak.